If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out more about my all-new community available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Hello, gorgeous. You are listening to episode 100 of the Girlfriend's Guide to Starting Over podcast. I am in absolute awe of how much I have evolved and how much the show has grown in the almost year since we got started in June of 2023. As of this recording, the podcast has been downloaded on 6 continents, in 29 countries and regions. It's listed as one of the top 12 podcasts for self-help in the Ivory Coast. And I want to give a huge shout out to Kenya and Tanzania. I see y'all. I love y'all. And I truly appreciate the love and all the support that you have poured into my podcast and my platform. It is not taken for granted. Whether you have downloaded one single episode or whether you have been here from the beginning, maybe you just started listening to me last week. I am grateful for you. I love you. It is just an honor to be allowed into your space. I don't take that lightly. I don't take it lightly at all. If today is the first time that you're listening to The Girlfriend's Guide and you don't know me, I'm your host, Kayla Simmons. I am the main character coach. I empower women to fearlessly embrace their main character era and step into their highest potential. It is my belief that when we take radical responsibility for our narrative, we find the secret sauce to creating long-term happiness and success. When I started this show in June of 2023, it had been a dream in my heart for years. But if I'm honest, I just didn't have the courage. I talked a couple of weeks ago about my inner mean girl and how she would say really horrible things like, why would you start a podcast? Who wants to listen to you? Your voice is annoying. What would you even talk about? Girl, there are a million podcasts. And I'm kind of laughing because if you're a podcaster or if you've ever had a dream like this, you know exactly what I mean. But at the beginning of last year, I bet on myself and I joined a coaching program, and my coach was instrumental in encouraging me to create the podcast. Joining that program was one of the best things I ever done for my own personal growth and for my business. And I just want to shout out my coach, Chrissy Connor. I love you. You are an icon, and I will forever be grateful for the way that you have poured into me. For those of you who don't know my story, I started creating content in 2020 after I experienced a series of unfortunate events that literally turned my life upside down. No, I'm not being dramatic. No, seriously. I'm talking my kids moved into my ex-husband's home. I called off my wedding. I broke up with my fiance that I had been with for almost 7 years. My dog died. I moved out of the house that I'd been in for nearly 5 years, completely restarted my life in the middle of a pandemic. It was hell, for lack of better words. But this wasn't the first time that I had started my life over. In 2014, my ex-husband and I adopted our children from therapeutic foster care after we'd only been married for like a year. And we were separated within like 3 months of the adoption finalization ceremony. And we were divorced by May of 2015. So like overnight, I had gone from like hip, cool, 27-year-old mom to single mother of two. Devastated, puts it lightly. So walking away from everything in 2020 was the second time that I had been forced to restart my life. It was really painful. The guilt, the shame, and the embarrassment that I wore like a scarlet letter on my sleeve were undeniable. Like, it was so hard, especially because I came from a family where excellence is the expectation. I was a perfectionist. I was a people pleaser. I was the example. Walk the straight and narrow. And once again, it was all falling apart. I sought therapy, I sought coaching, and I decided I would start creating content. And I set out with this goal of helping women who were also starting over in love and life and relationships, because, you know, when you go into self-help, they always say, you just need to be two chapters ahead of people. And I'm like, I got a master's in social work. I'm at least four chapters ahead of most people. And so I started creating this content and I was helping people and I was making changes. But as I continued to grow, as my personal development enhanced, and as I learned more about myself, my mission also evolved. And I went from just serving women who were starting over to serving women in general and recognizing their personal power, embracing their identity, and choosing who they wanted to be and how they showed up in the world. Because far too often, our stories are written for us. And I'm not here for that. This journey of podcasting has helped me to truly get comfortable with using my voice, sharing my lessons that I've learned in navigating love and life, sharing successes as well as the failures, showing my scars has been so healing for me. And it's also helped to light the path for so many other people. Sometimes people will say, Kayla, where did you find the resolve? How do you just start over? How do you keep going when so many horrible things have happened? And I'll be honest, I have three nieces, Ebony, Isabella, and Michaela. I became an aunt at the age of 12. I was really, really young, and I always knew that I was a little bit different than my family. What I wanted to show those girls, my nieces, more than anything, was that you always have a choice. That no matter what comes your way, be it breakups or boys or chemistry exams or anything, you had a choice. And so no matter how bad things have ever gotten, I always wanted them to know you could win. You could be resilient. You could evolve. You could change. You could grow. You could conquer. And so it started out for them. And then I adopted my children, who were already warriors in their own right, given all the things that they have been through. And it simply strengthened my mission. And so it is my hope that when you listen to this podcast, when you learn these strategies, you learn these skills, you will know that you also have the ability to rise above any obstacle that you're up against, that you can emerge through any fire that you're going through, a bigger, a better, and brighter person. I love you. I want the best for you. And I count it joy that I have this opportunity, this platform, this growth, this burning passion in my heart to change the world or to change just the life of every voice or every person that's under the sound of my voice. I love you, girl. And I cannot wait to see your transformation. Stay tuned. We're just getting started.